This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, I'm 100% American. I'm 100% American-made. I'm truthful. I'm honest like a Boy Scout, but I am not Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee LC, and thanks for joining the program. As always, push to my website, leelc.com. Check that out. Send me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com. Every Tuesday morning on my home show here in Connecticut, one of our favorite guests who has just blown up on social media. He has been doggedly going after, in a good way, I say doggedly, that sounds maybe negative, but it's not, after our governor, Ned Lamont, who has been involved in multiple scandals here in the state of Connecticut. He is the managing director of Paragon Trust Company here in New Haven, Connecticut, and he's my friend Tony D'Angelo. Tony, good evening. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Lee Elstie. Good evening to these fine people in the United States of America, and just so proud to be among everyone.
All right, so this morning we talked a little bit, and I want to continue this conversation if we can, about the consulting firms and corruption and all of that. So I'm just going to tee it up and throw it to you. Give us a little bit of what's the latest with the latest with all this stuff.
It's a strange age in which we live. We're coming up on the two-year anniversary of COVID-19, and as a part of the COVID-19 response, a good number of the states in the United States of America, because they were horribly unprepared, in a lot of cases did not have the ability, hired consulting firms and management consulting firms to help them work out the response. The most notable of this, you know, we've dealt with the Boston Consulting Group in Connecticut, but the most notable nationally was McKinsey. And for those unfamiliar with the McKinsey, and actually it's McKinsey and Company, McKinsey, they started as a white shoe business management corporation, efficiency firm about 100 years ago. But in the past 20, 25 years or so, they've become quite controversial, with a number of notorious things that we've all read about or watched. Enron, what happened in Saudi Arabia, the Galleon Group, Valiant, and probably the most, shall I say, odious, involved the, they do a lot of work in China, and for the benefit of their client or for the interest of their client, they were involved in the incarceration and oppression of the Uyghurs in China, and a lot of horrible things happened, you know, with that. So basically, you know, McKinsey is a very high-end hired gun. They've become, over the course of time, sort of the brain trust and the protectors of the elite. You can read about all the scandals. It's just we don't have time to get into all of that, but some of them are really incredible on top of what I've just mentioned. There's a very good article. Actually, early on in coronavirus, July 15th of 2020 in ProPublica, about how McKinsey is making incredible amounts of money advising on, you know, government's inability to deal with COVID. And, you know, we talked about this morning, the billing rates that McKinsey bills to states and municipalities for what they do in the federal government is astronomical. An MBA kid, you know, coming out in his first job is billed to the state of Connecticut, say, or the state of New York at $70,000 a week. Now, you're scratching your head, and I'm scratching my head saying, what is the purpose? Why are they there? Well, now, just run down the bench here a little bit. Look at some of the state governors. You know, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Phil Murphy, J.B. Pritzker. I mean, these are, you know, our own Ned Lamont. These aren't people of, shall we say, terrific imagination. So when somebody came along from McKinsey and said, you know, we could make you a COVID star, they jumped on the train. And where you see the influences of a consulting firm, when you hear words like reimagining or reimagining policing, that did not come from Andrew Cuomo. That came from McKinsey or some other high-end consulting firm. When you hear the term effective messaging, that does not come from the mouth of a politician. Let's be really serious about that, kids. Now, if you look real hard, I have this habit where I like to look at things really hard, you can come across some of the McKinsey contracts that they've signed with various municipalities. And one particular thing to me is especially chilling. It says to the client, in this case, say the state of I think Washington, I was looking at, that if you disclose, Lielsi, that you are working with me, McKinsey, I can walk out of here. You've got to be very quiet about my helping you. And the reason is because they are horribly conflicted. They are so big. They really don't want two people sitting next to each other to know that they're working with each of them, and each of them could have a conflicting interest. So when you look at this, and when you look at how big this gets, in March of 2022, I know a number of our people out there have followed the billion-dollar opioid settlement. And the Sackler family, reading from a Reuters report, the billionaire owners of Purdue Pharma, who were widely blamed for helping to spark the U.S. opioid epidemic with dishonest marketing of their opioid OxyContin, have to cough up between 4.3 and 6 billion. Now, there are nine states, you know, one of whom is our Connecticut, who had accepted this offer. One of the biggest, shall we say, players in this settlement, as far as people involved in misdeeds, is the same McKinsey. Now, in a very good article that Katie Adams wrote on LinkedIn, she describes what's taking place here. McKinsey had advised the Sackler family, the owners of Purdue Pharma, to turbocharge OxyContin sales during a time when the government and pharmaceutical industry was aware that many, many people were ODing. And they went to CBS and said, we're going to estimate that you're going to have this many people ODing, and for every single perspective OD that we're going to have, that we believe you have, we're going to give you $15,000 so you could just keep selling OxyContin. So now you see the conflict of what happens when consulting firms get involved with government. A lot of outcry. New Jersey, Doug Stenhardt started to say to Phil Murphy, the governor, you've got to get rid of these guys. You know, Phil Murphy, who's a Goldman Sachs corporate guy, he's, you know, shrugging his shoulders, probably not going to do anything. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts wrote, I thought was a terrific letter to Governor Charlie Baker, saying that it is inexplicable that your administration would reward McKinsey with additional contracts after what they've done to our people. Would you kindly reconsider getting rid of them? In our state, our Attorney General William Tong wrote a public letter talking about, you know, we are going to get this money from McKinsey. Now, what's particularly, shall we say, despicable in our state is the use of McKinsey was hidden in a nonprofit. So people in Connecticut, other than the fact of you and I talking on the radio, had no clue this was happening. So it, and a bigger brush, what this does is it calls into question several things. I, as an American citizen, you as an American citizen, we elect our government. We elect our leaders. We elect our leaders on what we believe they will do, their ability, their willingness to take, you know, to advocate what we think is there. And basically, if they can't do it, if they're not a mensch, if they're a boob, we should know that and we should act accordingly. We shouldn't have to think about a consulting firm coming in and effectively running government for us under cloak of, I don't know what you want to call it, a soap opera, the 3 o'clock news. And, you know, it's, we get in the position of who are we voting for? Why are we voting for it? And if you cannot do the job as an elected official, if your bureaus and if your departments cannot handle it, we should be able to see that and act accordingly, and you shouldn't have to run out and get consulting firms to do the functions of government in a totally non-accountable and conflicted fashion.
And, pay them tens of millions of dollars in some cases.
Unbelievable, and you can't see the pitch.
It's really amazing, and I'm glad you uncovered that. This morning I actually asked you, and you don't have to run down the laundry list, but I asked you who belongs in jail, and you certainly said the president of our country, excuse me, the governor of our country, the state belongs in jail. Any other notables out there that you think are flogging the law?
Well, just about every other state that I saw did not make a secret of the fact that they were hiring McKinsey. In our state, it was a total and complete secret.
Right.
And I think it's kind of like whatever you want to call it, the double standard. If somebody lies in government and, you know, has a million excuse me's or whatever the case may be, or, you know, using, like we talked about our governor, using two nonprofits, two sets of books, saying he had combined them into one. He's still governor. Martha Stewart had lied in a similar fashion 20 years ago,
right,
involving some inside information she had picked up on a stock trade. And, you know, it's like, you know, Martha had to spend 6 months in the slammer.
I mean, these guys get off scot-free. Tony, I got to go, buddy. I'm sorry. The music is playing. And thank you, as always. Great stuff. Follow him on Twitter. It is a great follow. Again, Tony D'Angelo, one of our great guests here every single Tuesday morning here on my show. But follow him on Tony D'Angelo 7 on Twitter. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show, though, and as all of you understand, gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins are the answer to terrible inflation. They are the answer. They are the antidote to terrible inflation. I mean, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no fact that past performance equals future performance, but throughout history, gold and silver have been the one antidote, along with real estate, hard assets, to terrible inflation, and we now have awful inflation, like Zimbabwe inflation. So protect yourself and your family. My friends at Tangible guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions. They guarantee you the best prices in the country and excellent customer service, the best in the country. When you say war, Wayne Allyn Root, you will get the VIP red carpet treatment. 800-300-8441.
All right, everybody, welcome back to USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, Wayne Allyn Root will be here tomorrow night after his well-deserved vacation. I'm sure he had a blast down there in Florida with Donald Trump, and I'm sure you're going to get all kinds of fantastic stories tomorrow, stories I can't tell you. because I didn't get a chance to get up close and personal to the Donald. But anyway, he'll be back tomorrow night. Looking forward to hearing that and hearing some of those stories. So coming up right after the bottom of the hour, and I really have no idea how long we're going to have this guy on, but I've been trying to secure Thomas Krenowitter for a while. He's a professor, and he's a PhD, and just really does an amazing job basically schooling the public on different issues. In particular, he gave this one speech slash lecture about racism and slavery, which I don't even know if I'll have time to get into that tonight, but if not tonight, down the road for sure, because it is fascinating stuff, and we'll be doing that right after the bottom of the hour. But before that, I'll take a little time off from the serious stuff, and let's see if I can't find some interesting stuff. What does your coworker do that drives you nuts? Well, one, he yells in my ear too much. That's what he does. Sips beverages loudly, uses his speakerphone. I guess Chris didn't get that. Uses his speakerphone for personal
calls. Hold on.
Oh, you got it. All right.
What was that, substitute teacher?
No, I said, what does your coworker do that drives you nuts, button pusher? What does he do?
Well done. Enjoy your last time ever on this show?
What do I do? What do I do that annoys you?
You know what? I'm going to watch this.
I'm perfect.
Because you are that talented. You're not around as much as I'd like to have you around.
Oh, that's nice of you. See, now we're being nice.
My ass, like I care.
Study found the most common dreams that we Google. The most searched dream worldwide is snakes. Dude, I saw two of the biggest snakes yesterday in my yard. One, you know, I don't kill anything. But one, I had the rake out, and I was trying to move him with a rake, and he was like, I ain't moving.
Was this a garden snake?
Yeah, they're big black snakes.
Wow, that's racist. Wow, Lee.
You're in rare form, man. You're in rare form. Anyway, we have dreams.
You know the protests that are going to be coming to the show now because you say that?
Pregnancy dreams are on the list as well. Supposedly it's supposed to signal growth and development. I've never had a dream that I'm pregnant, thank God.
I have.
And you have?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. When I was married, I had that dream.
You had the dream that you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about the falling dream? Have you had that?
Everybody has that dream.
Well, no, I'm just wondering. I used to have a dream flying. I don't really have those anymore. But
no. You know what? You know what's the worst? You ever get sleep paralysis?
Yes.
Oh.
You can't move? Oh, yeah.
Asleep in the dream, but you're trying to wake up in the dream?
Yes. Oh. If I have a dream, like I'm fighting, so I have a lot of fighting dreams.
Right.
And if I'm fighting somebody, like a street fight or something, and I can't move. Like, I can't move.
You know what?
Fight.
The worst sleep paralysis dream I ever had was sitting through an 8-minute live read where the talent makes it about themselves before the product. Just whatever.
That might be the line of your whole time associated with radio.
I've done worse, believe me.
I'm sure you.
A couple of those got some stations fined.
Before Wayne comes back. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So
who?
Music is playing.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
What? Yeah, that guy. Okay, coming up, here's what we got still to come. We've got my friends from the Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services. That's in the third hour for sure. Michael Lex, who is the CEO of Invest USA. He's a cop. But coming up next, Thomas Krenowitter, scholar, author. I guarantee you're going to like this guy. Hang around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is continuing to defend her record on sentencing sex offenders.
The way that Congress has directed the Sentencing Commission appears to be not consistent with how these crimes are committed. And therefore, there's extreme disparity.
During her ongoing Senate confirmation hearing, the federal judge saying it's up to Congress to change the guidelines. Speaking as a mother, Jackson called sex crimes involving minors sickening, egregious, and horrible. The National Weather Service is confirming over a dozen tornadoes in Texas. All the twisters hit Monday afternoon and early evening. Survey team saying the strongest tornado is an EF3, which hit Jacksboro with winds of up to 150 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com.
Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Sponsoring the segment of the show, Amio Life. You notice how many health sponsors we've got? I can't help it, man. I look and feel fantastic. I'm 60 years old. I feel like $1 million, and everywhere I go, people say, you can't be 60. That's impossible. And Amio Life believes in freedom. They fight for freedom. They're a very patriotic company, and they're supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash 3 times a day. And there's silver gel on my face each night. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I suck on their silver lozenges all day at every break of the show to keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio Life realize inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. 30%! I told them, go for it. Go for broke. 30%. Don't play around. Don't give people 5% off, 10% off, 15% off. Give them 30% off, and they will respond. So visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, toll-free, and you get 30% off every product in their entire product line. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off, 800-422-8148.
All right, everybody, we are back. So, you know me. I've had on a lot of great guests. We've had on, Bill O'Reilly multiple times, Tucker Carlson, just about everybody from Fox, Bill Maher even though I fought with Bill Maher. Anyway, my next guest, I rarely do this, but my next guest is a must listen. If you're near work or you're near home, tell the wife that you need an extra 15, 20 minutes because my next guest is worth the wait. Dr. Thomas Kranowitter. He holds a PhD in political science from the Claremont Graduate University, specializing in American political thought and classical political philosophy. He has written books including Lincoln and Liberty, Crisis of Our House Divided, Vindicating Lincoln, Save the Swamp, Challenges to the American Founding, and A Nation Under God. Kranowitter has been a political science professor at various colleges and universities throughout his career, including Colorado Christian University, Hillsdale College, Claremont McKenna College, George Mason University. He's a top influencer and a principal instructor for the leadership program of the Rockies. I'm exhausted with your intro, Tom. I appreciate you, man, coming on. Honestly, it means a lot to me that you're coming on today to talk to everybody. As I sat in a class that you were instructing, I just kept sitting there and thinking to myself, my listeners have to hear this guy. So, Doc, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's great to be here, Lee. That was kind of fun in that presentation. I introduced the subject, property rights. I think a lot of people thought this is going to be a real yawner.
Right.
And by the end of the seminar, people are like standing up and cheering and hooting.
Well, because people don't realize the intricacies of all of that and how everything is intertwined together. And you really make it easy to listen to. And I want to bounce around on a number of different topics, but I also want to tell everybody, you've got a website at vinoandveritassociety.com, and we can spell it out. It's VINOANDVERITAS Society, SOCIET.com. And if you go to that, what is that? So everybody knows.
Yeah, so Vino and Veritas Society is really the product of my 30 years that I have spent in the trenches of the conservative movement. I'm a Claremont guy. I'm a Hillsdale guy. I have research fellowships at the Heritage Foundation. I know all the guys at the National Review. Those are sort of my orbits over the last three decades. And in recent years, I have stepped back and I've taken a really hard, critical look at the modern conservative movement. The conservative movement is now about eight decades old. It stretches all the way back to the 1940s, to the New Deal, reactions against FDR and his New Deal. And in those 80 years, you know, there have been a lot of smart and talented people within the conservative movement, going all the way back to the 1940s, 1950s, guys like von Mises, he was an economist, Friedrich Hayek, they were writing books. A guy named William Buckley Jr. launched a big national magazine, National Review. They started creating think tanks and publishing books and magazines. In 1980, they elected a president, Ronald Reagan. In 1987, Congress repealed the Fairness Doctrine so that programs like this could take off. There could be open talk radio, and a guy named Rush Limbaugh blazed a trail, right, and gained this huge national following. So the point is, it's not like conservatives have been lazy, although they've been doing a lot. The problem is, in all those eight decades, progressivism has been gaining steam. It has been progressive government has been expanding by every metric imaginable. Our culture has become increasingly progressive. Progressivism is taking over entertainment, is taking over the halls of education. And so I step back and say, wait, we constitutionalists, we who care about preserving our constitutional republic, we're losing badly. And we still show up at big dinners and galas, and we give each other awards, and we compliment each other, but we're not winning the fight. Progressivism is winning the fight. And I wanted to do something different, start thinking out of the box. And I was reminded of that famous conclusion of the Declaration of Independence. You remember those guys are standing around. There's about three dozen of them in a room, and they have produced this document, and they know that if they attach their names to that document, that is treason.
Right.
From the point of view of the British government, they are committing treason. They could be executed. And so this was dead serious stuff. Are we really declaring our independence from the British government? And they're looking at each other in the eye, and the document ends with a pledge to each other. They pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, everything that they had. And each of them, right, was thinking, okay, I'm in. I think I'm in. If you're in, are you really in, right? And the point is, the revolution was launched out of trust. There was a kind of deep civic trust and friendship there. Strangers don't make those kinds of pledges to each other. And the challenge we have today, we have good, you know, patriotic lovers of the Constitution, lovers of freedom scattered across the country, but they tend not to know each other.
Right.
They sit at home, they listen to their favorite podcasts, they watch Fox News, they read the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, they get angry, but they're not communicating with others. They're not deepening their own understanding of these ideas. They're not becoming more persuasive or better communicators. They don't have a network of friends to go take actions. And that's why I created the Vino and Veritas Society. The idea is there's Veritas. So there's a lot of content there for Americans who want to know more about their country. But the Vino represents, you know, getting together and having a glass of wine, breaking bread, spending time with each other, actually getting to know and trust one another. That is sorely lacking among conservatives today. And that's what I'm trying to do with the Vino and Veritas Society, is provide a platform for patriots to get to know each other as they get to know their country better.
So is it a back and forth as it happens real time on the website?
Some of it is, yeah. There's actually there's a society part of the website. When you join, you log in, and you're going to see lots of other members are in there, and people are communicating with each other. They're planning with each other. And then some of our members are creating chapters, and they meet. Some meet once a week. Some meet once a month. It's sort of up to the people in the chapter how they want to run it. And we produce an enormous amount of content that our chapters, we encourage our chapters, use the content. Every month, for example, we produce a big case study. We produce our own podcasts that are for our members. And we encourage them to talk about these things because, Lee, I've realized this after 30 years of teaching and writing and scholarship and research, when it comes to fundamental moral and political ideas, ideas that pertain to justice, to what's right and what's wrong, to the proper purpose of government, these kinds of core ideas, they don't just easily sink in. Typically, most people need more than to just hear a lecture or read an article. It really helps to talk about these things, bounce them back and forth. You know, what about this? What about in that situation? What does this principle mean, you know, for these particular situations? And in having those conversations, people get to understand these ideas better. And there's something else that happens, a wonderful little byproduct. As people talk about these core ideas, what is property? What is liberty? What is law? What should law be? As they talk about these things, they become better communicators of them. They come to articulate them better, more succinctly, more persuasively, which makes them engines for liberty, spreaders of the ideas of liberty. And so that's all part of what we're trying to accomplish in the Vino and Veritas Society. I encourage your listeners to check it out.
His name is Dr. Thomas Kranewitter, and we are barely scratching the surface. We're going to take a short time out. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Don't you go anywhere. Keep listening right here to the USA Radio Network.
Heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You gotta love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
We're back. We're talking to PhD Thomas Kranewitter. And when we left last, we were talking about education. You know, the best college classes that I ever took were the ones that you made a semicircle and just talked it out, right, back and forth. Those are the best. To me.
Absolutely.
You mentioned, and I wanted to start someplace else, but since you mentioned this, we'll go over here for a second, because you mentioned progressives are winning, and they do seem like they are winning, and you know, we need to fight that fight. How much damage has the academic community done to this country, in your mind?
Tremendous damage. To the point, I say, I'm a scholar of politics and history, so I don't say this lightly. This is not a little throwaway line. I really mean this. America today, in many ways, is more German than it is American. Huh. It's more Russian than it is American. And what I mean by that is, at the end of the 19th century, so if we go back to that period around the 1880s, 1890s, very early 1900s, the German universities were the home of a new kind of social science. And it was a social science that was enamored with the idea of progress, with the idea of bureaucracy, with the idea of scientific expertise. Remember, you know, think about that period, the late 1800s. This is coming off of, you know, a century and a half, two centuries of the Enlightenment, right? Modern science, modern technology has really transformed the world. made communication easier, transportation easier, growing food, building houses. Everything seemed to be getting better because science was producing all this great technology. And in the German universities, a handful of scholarly minds start to think about, well, what if we applied scientific technology to entire societies? What if we looked at society as something to be engineered, to be planned? Just like you engineer a steam engine, why can't we engineer a society? We'll have scientific experts, and we'll put them in bureaus so that they don't have to be accountable to the elected, ignorant many. They can sit in their bureaus, their bureaucracies, and issue regulations and control our lives. That set of ideas emerged from German universities, and it attracted the attention of young American academics, many of whom went to Europe. They went to Germany, got their PhDs, and came back and created the first graduate programs in the social sciences here in the United States. A guy named John Burgess created the He went to Europe. He went to the University of Berlin, got his PhD, came back, created the first graduate program in political science. This was at the University of Columbia. And then some of his students started a second graduate program at Johns Hopkins. And one of their first students was a fellow named Woodrow Wilson, who gets his PhD in this very modern, Germanic, bureaucratic political science. And, of course, he's going to get elected president of the United States, not once, but two times. And so the institutions of higher education have been the primary vehicle by which these ideas of collectivism, of central planning, of government by bureaucratic expertise replacing self-government, these ideas have emerged and been communicated through the universities. And very efficiently, very effectively, because when you think about what a university is, it's a collection of the most gullible human beings in the world, right? 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. And the whole progressive idea, they designed the modern research university so that it's virtually impenetrable to outside influences. And meanwhile, they take all these gullible students and they surround them with progressivism, right? So a typical progressive university, the students are getting, they're getting progressivism in their English literature classes, and they're getting it in philosophy, and they're getting it in their econ classes, right? It doesn't matter. You can go in and take a course in the sciences, right? You're going to learn the progressive view of global warming and what to do about that. And so it's no doubt when conservatives complain, when they say, man, why are universities so progressive? I think because they were designed to be that way. This is precisely what they were designed to be. And from the university, think of all the influencers who come from the university, our teachers, everyone who teaches in K-12. Where do they get educated? They get educated in university. The political class, the C class, and the business corporate boardrooms. Where do they get educated? They go to the university. And so I put a lot of blame. It's one of the reasons, as a PhD myself, I often apologize for my degree. I mean, it was a lot of work to get it, but I'm acutely aware of the damage to liberty that has been caused by the class of PhD.
Dr. Thomas Kranewitter is our guest. Very quick break. We'll come back with more right here on the USA Radio Network.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com.
State law.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.